You're listening to SBS News.
Belgium has finished in third place at the World Cup. It's their best ever finish at the tournament, achieved with a 2-0 victory in the widely despised third-place playoff against England in St. Petersburg. Teams usually shuffle their lineup for this game. Belgium fielded a stronger team, making only 2 changes as opposed to England's 5. Goals to Thomas Meunier in the 4th minute and Eden Hazard in the 82nd minute, handing the Belgians victory. Belgium is in the midst of perhaps its greatest generation of players ever. Coach Roberto Martinez says the key to their success at this tournament, though, has been those great players working together better as a team.
The talent takes you somewhere. I think what we've seen in this World Cup is these players didn't want to rely on the talent anymore. Wanted to rely on working as a team, becoming a group of players that they would do anything to achieve results. The standards, they've been magnificent. We've got a very good staff around them, but they wanted to make the country proud and they wanted to make every single Belgian Red Devil fan extremely proud.
Despite being held scoreless in this defeat, England captain Harry Kane will now almost certainly win the Golden Boot Award for top goalscorer at this tournament with 6 goals. He has reflected on England's best World Cup since 1990. He says the key now is to build on this performance in order to make sure an England semi-final appearance isn't just a once-in-a-generation aberration.
Well, that's the aim, you know. We don't want to wait another 20-odd years to get in a semi-final or in big matches, you know. This is the level we've got to try and stay at now. We've got to improve, we've got to get better. But it will come, and we go away now, rest up, and then we'll be back together before we know it.
That's now 63 games completed at this World Cup. Only one remains. The defining game of this tournament, the battle to be world champions. France will play Croatia in the 2018 World Cup final, bringing the tournament to an end 1 month and 1 day after it began, at the place where it began, the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. France enters the game as favourite to claim its second world title, 20 years after it claimed its first on home soil. Critics say France has won without having to be at its best at this World Cup, including in their opening match against the Socceroos. Whether that's true or not, there's no doubting this is a well-balanced, settled French team. It hasn't conceded a goal in its last 2 matches and in 4 of its 6 overall at the tournament. Yet it also boasts attacking stars the likes of Antoine Griezmann and Kylian Mbappe, who've scored 3 goals each at this World Cup. Captain and goalkeeper Hugo Lloris, though, says a big key to this side's success is their psychological isolation from the euphoria surrounding them. As he puts it, it's like this side is in a bubble.
We are in our little bubble. Of course, we do know what is happening.
20 years ago, Didier Deschamps was captain of the 1998 World Cup winning French team. Now he's looking to become a French hero again as a World Cup winning coach. Only Brazil's Mario Zagallo and Germany's Franz Beckenbauer have been World Cup winners as both a player and coach. Deschamps says, however much attention is paid to coaches, this is still a player's game. And what pressure is on him in his present role is mainly psychological.
Well, there are many differences, and in order to explain everything, we need a lot more time. But when you're a player, you're an actor. Whereas when you're a coach, you play through your players. I am available, I am at the service of my players, because the match, I have said it before and I'm saying it again, the match belongs to the players. mais success, ce sont eux. My success is linked to their success, but it is their playing. Of course, when you're a player, it's most certainly the most beautiful life because you can spend some energy, you can spend some physical energy, whereas when you're a coach, it's more the psychology or the mental quality that you need to use, and this is a different type of tiredness compared to the physical tiredness.
Deschamps' French team made the final on home soil in 1998 after a controversial semi-final win over Croatia. That 1998 squad was previously the zenith of football for this small, overachieving nation of only just more than 4 million people on the Adriatic Sea. They've now been surpassed by this squad, who, after dominating their group, have come from 1-0 down in three consecutive matches to prevail in extra time, twice after a penalty shootout. It's difficult to express just what such incredible success means to a nation so small and so proud. Croatia's coach, Zlatko Dalic, says his team gives his nation strength, and vice versa.
Hrvatski narod zaboravio na sve probleme, hrvatski narod je zaboravio na sve nedaće.
Croatia forgot all about the problems and for the last 25 days has lived proud and happy, and there is such euphoria that no matter what, win or lose, there will be a seismic event in Croatia. This gives us great strength and motivation. One of our biggest motives are our supporters, our people in Croatia. God willing, there will be 4 million people on the streets tomorrow celebrating, beating the Argentinian and Brazilian celebrations, and this is what makes us great and proud.
Dalic says he's not concerned by the fact his team has endured three consecutive extra time matches, as well as having a day's less rest than France coming into this game, saying if any of his players don't feel physically capable of playing in the final, he is confident they will tell him, and the team's quality is such that there are capable reserves who will step up in any case. He also says his team will represent their nation in the right spirit, and he'll tell his players not to be inhibited by the occasion, but rather to enjoy it. France admit they sat back and allowed Belgium, with their superior skill, to dictate the game in their semi-final victory. That would be a risky strategy against this Croatian team, who are both talented and elegant when they're able to settle in and play in possession. At the heart of this is captain and midfielder Luka Modric, a contender to win the Golden Ball Award for best player of the tournament. In addition to helping Croatia overcome obstacles on the field, Modric, like so many of his countrymen, has overcome his fair share of obstacles off it. At the age of 6, his family became refugees in the Yugoslav wars. He says self-belief has sustained him from the lowest of lows to the verge of the highest of highs.
Po meni je najvažnije nikad da se nikad ne predaješ, nikad ne odustaješ i da vjeruješ u sebe i samo guraš naprijed bez obzira ima na tom putu koji je dug, ima uspona i padova, ali bez obzira što god da se desi, trebaš vjerovati dalje u sebe i to je to, i borit se za svoje snove i za svoje uspjehe.
Što je mene uvijek vodilo i this is what was my motive. This is what led me to this point in my life.
And what a point it is for him and everyone who will take part in the 2018 World Cup final. With literally billions of people watching and listening on, it looms as a tantalising contest to conclude what's been a very well-received tournament. It will be a battle of two teams who share one dream, for a prize and a place in history that can only be claimed by one of them. Sunila Wosti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.